In 1909, Gustav Stickley wrote, "In the beginning, there was a recognition of the fact that we should have in our homes something better suited to our needs and more expressive of our character as a people than imitations of the traditional styles. And there was a conviction that the best way to get something better was to go directly back to plain principles of construction and apply them to the making of simple, strong, comfortable furniture." Stickley emphasized the structural principles in this sturdy oak table. The original leather covering is tacked to the top by prominent, hand-hammered, copper-headed nails. The top is supported by three stacked cross beams, pinned in the center. Large mortise and tenon joints attach each of the six legs to the overlapping stretchers. The idealistic Stickley was a vocal admirer of the tenets of the arts and crafts movement, which originated in England at mid-century. Walter Crane, one of the major British proponents of the movement, stated its central belief: "The truest root and basis of all art lies in the handicrafts." Stickley, who was born in Osceola, Wisconsin, and worked in upstate New York, created a distinctly American expression of those ideals. He said of his own work, "It is the first original expression of American thought in furniture." His Craftsman Furniture, so-called after the name of his company, became popularly known as the Mission Style.